simple where you throw away a lot of these dimensions, then you can do that right away. We're talking about something that has all of these different facets that we have here. It won't happen quickly, it won't be easy, and there's all sorts of issues about, you know, keeping the equipment safe or else hauling it around.
So then maybe we should try to bring people here.
I think the first priority should be to try to get people to come here. We're set up for it.
Okay.
The room is really underused.
I thought the free lunch idea was a great idea.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah,
free lunch is good.
I think we can get people to come here, but the issue is you definitely want to make sure that the kind of group that you're getting is the right group so you don't waste a lot of your time and the overhead and bring people down.
No crunchy food. Well, I was thinking lunch after.
Lunch afterwards, right. And they have to do their digits. Or
yeah, they have to do their digits so they don't get their food.
Yeah.
I spoke with some people up at Haas Business School who volunteered. Should I pursue that?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So they decided not to go into speech. So I'm not sure whether they'll still be so willing to volunteer, but I'll send them an email and ask. I'll tell them about the free lunch.
Yeah.
And they'll say there's no such thing.
So, I'd love to get people that are not linguists or engineers.
Right.
Yeah.
Because these are both weird.
Yeah, that's right.
We need a wider sampling.
The problem with engineers is beep.
They make funny sounds. The other thing is that we talked about is give them burn an extra CD ROM.
Yeah.
And give them so if they want they basically want audio record.
I thought he meant give them a music CD like he said a CD of their speech, and I guess it depends on what audience you're talking to, but you know, I personally would not want a CD of my meeting, but maybe.
If you're having some planning meeting of some sort, and
that'd be fun. I think it would just be fun, you know, if nothing else, you know.
But
it's novelty item.
It also, I think, builds up towards the goal. We're saying, look, you know, you're going to get this. Isn't that neat? Then you're going to go home with it. It's probably going to be pretty useless to you. But you'll appreciate, you know, where it's useful and where it's useless. And then we're going to move this technology so it'll become useful.
No, I think that's a great idea, actually.
What if you could tell them that you'll give them
to incentivize
the transcripts when they come back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone can have the transcripts, so.
I have to raise a little itsy-witsy concern about giving them the CD immediately because of these issues of, you know, this kind of stuff, or maybe, you know.
Good point.
So
that's a very good point.
We could burn it after
it's
been cleared with the transcript stage.
Right.
And then they get a CD,
right.
But just not the same day.
It should
right.
be the same CD-ROM
point.
That we distribute publicly, right?
Right.
Otherwise, they're not allowed.
There we go. Oh, I like
that's
that.
That's right.
We'll put. So after the transcript screening phase.
Yeah, that's true.
Things have been weeded out.
Two lawyers.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, yeah, I got the CD, and Your Honor, I...
That's a good point.
So let's start with Hans.
Sorry, I have to leave. I will be here full time next week.
Okay, see you.
Did you want me to do the digits?
No.
All right, see you guys next week.
See ya.
Okay, see you. So, let's see. So that was that topic, then I guess another topic would be where are we in the whole disk resources question?
We are slowly getting to the point where we have enough room to record meetings. So I did a bunch of archiving and still doing a bunch of archiving. I'm in the midst of doing the P files from Broadcast News, and it took 11 hours to copy it, and it'll take another 11 to
copy
do the clone. Well, it's Abbott. It's Abbott, so it just, but it's a lot of data.
It's copying from one place in Abbott to another place in Abbott?
Tape.
Oh,
I did not.
On the tape.
So I'm archiving it, and then I'm going to delete the files. So that will give us 10 gigabytes of free space.
Yeah, the archiving probably does take a long time.
Yeah, and so that will be done, like, in about 2 hours. And so at that point, we'll be able to record 5 more meetings. So.
One thing, the good news about that is that once it's archived, it's pretty quick to get back. The other direction
right.
is fast, but this direction is really slow. Mm-hmm.
Well, especially because I'm generating a clone also.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That takes a while.
Generating
a
clone.
Two copies, one off-site, one on-site.
Now, what will, is the plan to, so stuff will be saved, it's just that you're relocating it? I mean, so we're going to get more disk space, or did I?
No, these are the P files from Broadcast News,
okay.
which are regeneratable.
Oh,
regeneratable.
Okay. I see.
If we really need to, but we had a lot of them. And for the full 140-hour sets,